Welcome to 5-Minute Fridays from Finding Finish Lines, a powerful pep talk to take you into the weekend. Hey friends, welcome to the very first 5-Minute Friday from Finding Finish Lines. It's a mouthful, and I'm so grateful that you're inviting me into your ears today. One thing that endurance athletes and coaches talk about pretty much all the time is the value of consistency. We hear messages constantly that are like, a consistent athlete is a resilient athlete. How you show up for yourself in training is how you show up everywhere in life. If you want to be taken seriously, be consistent. That's wonderful. And I promise to get back to that messaging with you later when life transitions back to a new kind of normal. But for now, my dear athletes, there is one practice that I am begging you to find consistency with. You ready? It's grace. The incredible pouring out of grace for yourself and for everyone around you as much as you possibly can. We have all been thrust into this strange time together, but we aren't all experiencing it the same way. I'm in my mid-30s with 2 kids, a husband, a business I run from home, and 6 animals all under one roof. My benchmarks for thriving are far different than for those of you who are like 19 and returned home from your first year of college, or 24 and trying to launch a new career. So here's what I'm coming to learn in this time. It's absolutely not helpful for me to nag you to add one more thing to your to-do list. I'm actually going to gently encourage you to release yourself from the to-do list that's been handed to you and the messaging from top to bottom. You're welcome to spend your time relaxing if that's what your body needs. You might have heard a certain actress with a very large lifestyle brand that is available to sell you all kinds of things to... Okay, put your hands up and put your fingers in the air and do air quotes with me together, okay? Solve all kinds of deficiencies that you didn't even know were in your life. You might have heard her tell you that if you're not learning a new skill in this time, then you've wasted the time. And all I have to say about that is, You might have friends that have told you with very good intentions that this is the time that you've been waiting for to get in the very best shape of your whole life. And again, all I have to say about that is, Good for all of you for trying things on for size, but my size is not necessarily yours. Why don't we decide, before our feet hit the ground in the morning for the first time and until our heads hit the pillow at the end of the night, that we're just gonna swim in grace. Grace for everyone. We should have grace for yourself when you fall way short of who you believed you would be today. Grace for the loud voices all around you that might be sloppy in the way they're offering their help. I'm giving grace to the very loud, small people running around my home asking me for snacks and entertainment and love and security and all those things when we are completely out of it to give for the day. For now, my dear athletes, let's just commit that the practice we're going to be consistent with right now is just making it rain grace. So how does this apply to those of us who are training right now? Well, I'd be willing to bet that you have gone either all in or all out lately. If you're in the group that has the less consistent efforts, you're probably holding on to some guilt about it all that feels like a kick in the belly 3 or 4 times a day when the thought crosses your mind. And friend, it's okay. Being consistent will come. This is not the time to hit yourself with messages of discipline. This is a season for one question. What can I do to be most gentle to myself and those around me today? Maybe climbing a 10% grade on your bike as the sweat and the tears mix on your face to wash away the fear is exactly what grace looks like today. And y'all, maybe it's just the workout of schlepping your weighted blanket out to the couch to watch Too Hot to Handle. This doesn't make you less of an athlete. It doesn't mean you're weak. You can find yourself practicing being consistent, a mark of an athlete, a survivor, a fighter, thriver, without a green week on Training Peaks. Grace now, friends. Consistency will come. That's it for our first 5-Minute Friday, friends. I'll be in your ears again on Monday. Until then, if you like the new 5-Minute Fridays music as much as I do, feel free to dance it out and carry on, women of valor.